This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You know, with our conversation about LeBron and what he said about being the face of the NBA and his comments about Ant-Man last night, and we've been talking about Michael Jordan as well. Falcon Report's on the way, guys. What better person to have on than Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO? And Steve, we'll talk about tonight's game, OKC here at the arena tonight at State Farm and where the Hawks are. But I want to get your opinion because you've done both sides of this. And we were simply talking about the responsibility that comes with being the perceived or the actual face of the NBA. Obviously, it was Michael Jordan for a long time. LeBron has had that reign for, you know, I think 20 years. Despite there have been other NBA champions, he's been the guy. And we were just talking about, you know, the pressure that comes with that. And when LeBron says last night after that game, why would anybody want to do this when, you know, the people that cover us and, you know, the people that are around our sport always crap on those guys, I understand where Ant-Man's coming from. I think it's a very hard thing to maintain without losing your cool and knowing that the criticism is going to come, whether you're good or bad. And LeBron's been more good than anything. Steve, what do you think about this?
Well, I think, you know, it's incredibly hard to be a superstar at all times. And you've got, with Anthony, you've got a human component, you've got a maturity and age and experience component, and you also have a breaking point. And a lot of times, and I think social media has exacerbated it, your breaking point might not be obvious to people because, you know, we coach don't read the comment section, because if you did, you're going to curl up in a ball. And I just think that sometimes these high expectations are just not going to be met, and then people are going to be people. I mean, think of the pressure LeBron is under. You know, you're expected to win every game. You're the reason people come out in many cities to go see him and pay a premium to go see him. You've been doing this for a long, long time. You had a dream to play with your son, and that's been assailed from multiple different directions. And, you know, I just think that it's really, really hard on these guys. I am very sympathetic to today's situation. On the other hand, movie stars are told you don't get paid to be an actor. You get paid to promote the movie you just acted in. And I think promoting the sport and promoting, you know, the game and promoting the NBA and promoting yourself are part of what they get paid for.
Steve, when it comes to...
I hope that made sense.
No, it absolutely did. And a perfect segue talking about promoting things. One thing the Atlanta Hawks need to be promoting is playing more consistent defense. They had a great performance against the Miami Heat, and then they had a not-so-great performance against the Miami Heat in the following game. And they had a few games of late where they've given up a lot of points, and it's not something that's been consistent now for a couple of years. What have you been hearing from Quinn and his staff? And by the way, obviously no Jalen Johnson, which is a huge component for that because he's a really good defender. But what have you been hearing from Quinn and his staff about how they're trying to get more consistent on that side of the basketball?
They are trying to get more consistent, but we've got three new players in the rotation with, Terrence Mann coming in, guys coming from Cleveland, and it takes time, and you're missing, one of your top two defenders in Jalen. But it is interesting. We, for a while, I think we were up to 12th in defense, and I think right now we've fallen back to 15th in the middle of the pack. But we're not going to win on a consistent basis with an inconsistent defense. The Miami game, off of back-to-back, that was just a rock fight. I think they were 7 for 40 from three. We knew they were going to be much better at home after a rest. So, but consistency is the key, and hopefully we see that consistency come back, especially as we're getting to these meaningful games in March and early April.
We got a big homestand, right? I mean, we're at home for like 2 weeks. Is that right? Something
it's close.
Nature.
I mean, there's a bop out of town. I think we go up to Charlotte, but, ostensibly, yeah, that's right. I mean, Look, we like playing a lot of our games in the second half of the season, and we want to play meaningful games in front of our fans at home. So we love our schedule. We're very pleased with it.
Steve Koonin joining us.
We've got quite a challenge tonight.
No doubt. Oklahoma City guys, some people think they're the best team in the league. Certainly the best team in the Western Conference. They have star power and SGA. And, I think this is one of the most interesting teams. And they're young. I mean, like, this was a rebuild that happened, and they're entertaining. So it should be a fun game tonight, no doubt. I want to ask you about how I feel that the Hawks shut down the process, because we found out just literally moments ago that the 76ers are shutting down Joel Embiid. Knee injury is ending his season. We know he played in the Olympics, and that was a proud moment for him. But also, I thought that because of that, Steve, he didn't allow his knee to rest. He only played in 19 games this season. But if you guys go back 4 or 5 years ago and you talk about where the Sixers were and what everybody thought they'd be, it has never really panned out. And when we beat them to move to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think we broke the process.
I think we've joked about that several times on this show, that Ben Simmons mentally got into a very strange place, and now he's out of Philadelphia. Embiid has not, been able to maintain health in his entire career, which also makes me wonder about long-term about Wemby with the major, issue he has now.
Sure.
A 7'2" body, how does that hold up over time? And then they brought in Paul George, who I just think is having an off year, but, who knows? Could be father time. It could be, just the whole rhythm of the team. But, what if Joel Embiid rests and all of a sudden they got the first pick in the draft next year, and this year in this loaded draft?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they'd say it was a plan.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Exactly.
Steve, when it comes to the end of the regular season, the record right now may not be where you guys would have hoped, but that doesn't matter because you guys are right in the thick of it. A few games separate the 9 from the 6 seed, which is only a few games separated from the 4 seed. So there's still enough games to make an impact here as the playoffs come near. But at the end of the day, when you look at what's transpired so far this season, how do you guys balance for the remainder of the year, getting the most that you can out of guys like Zachary Risacher, who can use all the minutes and all the shots he can take, but also trying to remain competitive, as I said, because there's so much leeway in terms of the spots that are up for grabs?
We believe that it's a great question, but we believe they're one and the same. Zachary is playing, in fact, more meaningful minutes. You're seeing him in the fourth quarter. You're seeing him at crunch time. And it's not to develop him. It's because he's delivering. You know, he's averaging over 15 points a game in his last 20 games. And he has played some really good defense for us. We want to be in the playoffs. We will be in the playoffs. A bold statement. Might have to go through the play-in to get to the playoffs, but we want to be in the playoffs. That's what we think this team is capable of. And, you know, again, luck is such an, especially injury luck, is such a difficult factor because I think with Jalen Johnson healthy, this team would not be even discussing play-in, wouldn't even be sniffing play-in. His numbers for the first half of the year had only been exceeded by LeBron, Giannis, Oscar Robertson, and Magic Johnson, when it was points, assists, steals, and points, assists, steals, and rebounds. So very tough, very difficult blow for us.
Yeah, no doubt. It's hard when we look on the bench and we see Jalen over there. We're like, oh, if only he was playing. This,
and I'm
this
not
would
sure our fans
different.
Really understand the emergence and what this guy really has the potential to be and was showing us this year. You don't just put next man up in basketball like you might put a left guard up in football. I mean, he was running the offense when Trey was off the floor. He and Dyson really played lockdown defense. So it really, really, really had an impact. Far exceeds just, you know, next man up in the rotation.
I want to ask you about another great player as we're talking with Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. Hawks in action tonight, guys, here at State Farm Arena, OKC in town. Tickets still available, by the way?
The game sold out, but there are standing room only tickets, which is so much fun. So come on down. Get in on a standing room only ticket. Watch from one of the bars and really enjoy the game. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to ask you about Steph Curry. We've never seen anything like this. I mean, he had 56 last night against Orlando, and I just watched the highlights. I didn't watch the game, and it still blows me away at the shots and how he's able to do what he's doing, and we keep thinking he's going to fall off. There's no fall off. He showed out and literally won the gold medal for us at the Olympics, and you see last night's performance, and you're just like, this guy's incredible.
Have you watched this Netflix show, Court of Gold?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's outstanding. 6 episodes, and it documents the U.S. Olympic team as well as Canada and Serbia's teams in the Olympics. And I was so fortunate that I was able to go to the Summer's Olympics and watch Steph Curry literally win one of the greatest basketball games ever played, which was the U.S. versus Serbia, down by 17, and Steph almost single-handedly brought it back for us. And it's pretty amazing to watch. So I would recommend everybody who's got Netflix, which hopefully is everyone, watches that, because it's unbelievable. What he's doing is just unprecedented. He had 22 points in the third quarter. I think he outscored Orlando by himself.
Mm. It's nuts. It just is. Before
it's
we let you go.
It's so entertaining and
it
so
is.
Fun.
It's crazy sometimes.
By the way, they're coming here. They're coming here in a couple of weeks with Jimmy Butler. I think they're 8 out of 9 since Butler's joined. Great.
That's right. They've lost one game since Jimmy Butler got here. Yeah,
they're coming here in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Mark your calendars.
No, 3 weeks from tonight. 3 weeks from tonight. Mark it down. Tickets are available.
In March. No, I was just going to say, it's just, I hope we don't take for granted we're watching the greatest shooter we've ever seen. That's all. This is the greatest shooter. And there have been greats. We talk about Bird and all these guys. He didn't do this. This
is unbelievable. You can't even compare. This is the greatest shooter we've ever seen.
I totally agree. All right, real quick before we let you go, combine dogs there. How many dogs do you think are going in the first round? Kirby has, I think, 17 dogs or something of that nature in the first round, and he's at like 48 guys. It's an obscene number when you start talking about dogs in the first round since Kirby's been at Georgia. What do you think about this year?
So there's two ways to look at it. Look at it through your heart or look at it through your head. I'll start with the Hawks. There's 32 slots in the draft in the first round. I think everyone will be from Georgia. So I'm going to say 32. But okay. If you look at with your head, I think you're going to see 3 in the top 12. And you're starting, you know, all coming from the defense, which is kind of interesting. I think there's, you know, you're going to have Malachi going, you're going to have Jalen going, you're going to have Mikal Williams going. I think all three go in the first 12. And, it was pretty easy to tier for Philadelphia in the Super Bowl because half of that lineup was Georgia.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And in a copycat league, let's go, Falcons. We could use a dog or two.
Well, they might be there. We've been talking about it. We're going to see how things shake out. Steve, man, have a great weekend. Hawks in action tonight, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game against OKC. But look at the schedule because they are literally home. They're going to take a quick trip, I think, to Memphis, and then they come back. And it's like, 7 home games or something of that nature over the next 2.5 weeks. So come down and check them out. Steve, thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl. Great job you're doing on TV. I enjoy watching you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.